Sign, send the words on the prophets are written. Well, welcome to the situation report for December 16th. I was having a lovely conversation with myself and my mic wasn't working. Finally figured that out. So, yeah. Another great technology day. That was the Sound of Silence by Disturbed, by the way. And I thought it was I played it before. Yeah, I thought it was appropriate tonight. This is episode 205. On RSS and Apple Podcasts and Spotify. This is episode 364, I think, on Rumble. And this drone issue has been literally blew up my phone this weekend. It started on Saturday morning, and by Sunday night, I had 1,000 messages. And I will just say this. I got information from some very high sources. Not just one, but a few. And everybody sees some kind of a false flag coming. And I don't know what it is. I've heard everything, literally everything. And to me, it doesn't matter what it is. What matters is that, number one, all of you are prepared and you're 80% prepared 100% of the time now. And I had probably five conversations with guys in the round table. Colonel Johnson and I were blowing up each other's phone all weekend. And here's the short answer. I was asked this weekend by let's just say a couple of military guys. Sir, what are your orders? Here are my orders. Number one, my orders are you are to travel heavy at all times. Where that's legal in your state, where that's legal in your county, specifically in your state where your gun laws are, but you should be traveling heavy. And you should not take anything for granted from this point forward. I said this after November 5th. It bears repeating. One of the most dangerous times in American history. And if what I've heard is real, then the other part of my orders are make sure that you have alternate comms and you are in communication with someone wherever you are. And relay messages of what's happening if you have eyes on, so people can get organized and get prepared. And I want to talk through two scenarios, because these two scenarios are the ones that are circulating around the internet. If anybody watched the Sarah Adams, John Ryan podcast, it was 2 hours long. To me, and my opinion is, to me, that was controlled narrative. To craft a narrative to set up for a false flag that they can blame on Iran. And the premise of that is Al-Qaeda has trained and positioned several thousand fighters within our borders, and that they are going to conduct some kind of a false flag event, an October 7th style attack. Anywhere between here and post-inauguration. And if you listen to that interview very, very carefully, you will hear three things. This is why I say it's controlled narrative. Number one, when she talks about funding Al-Qaeda, we are funding Al-Qaeda. And we are funding them, their headquarters in the Middle East, as well as in Afghanistan. They've taken all $13 billion worth of equipment that we left the Afghan army, and they're using that to train their fighters. They've also adapted their playbook to where they're training second and third generation. So we don't just get the first tier and then get the B team and the C team. No, they're training A-level fighters. And these guys will stand and fight. They're not going to back down. They're not going to run away. They may switch targets and create chaos, but they're not going to stop shooting until someone puts them down. And if you're in the conflict space and you have eyes on, relay as much as you can so people can get organized. And they will go after first responders. They will call in first. They will conduct operations. They will call in first responders, and then they'll go after the first responders. So if there was ever a time in our history where you need to stand up, now's the time. And if the first responders need our help, we should step in and help them. The other aspect of this is if that happens, it's going to be happening in multiple cities all at once. I don't know the probability or plausibility of it, but it was a conversation all weekend along with the drones. The other scenario is some kind of a dirty bomb. Alex Jones has talked about it now. There's a TikTok video circulating. I don't know how much of that is real. I haven't watched the whole video. To be perfectly honest, my stance is I'm prepared 80% of the time. Last week I spent all week going through my gear. I was doing that anyway, but I'll keep doing that until whatever happens, happens. But my advice is stay out of big cities, stay out of the center of big cities, avoid large public gatherings, avoid shopping malls, and be vigilant. That's really all you can do. The other thing that's going around is this drone thing. This drone thing to me is crafted narrative, and it's crafted so that they can use this narrative to go after this FAA, extending this FAA piece of legislation that basically bans all civilian use of drones. Trump came out today finally and said that the government knows what's going on. They know where this stuff's coming from. They know who's doing it, and DOD is not doing anything about it. So good for President Trump. And I was assured this weekend too that he has exceptional security around him and good protection. So he's well aware of the situation. And him coming out and calling it out is probably the best thing that he could have done. The other aspect of this is that they always use events like this for multiple lines of operation. The other line of operation they're trying to use, and they're crafting the narrative along with the October 7th style attacks, that this is surveillance or reconnaissance is probably a better word for some kind of an attack against Trump. This is part of the Sarah Adams interview. She talks about how Soleimani was basically the Statue of Liberty equivalent to the Iranian people. I don't know how much of that's true. I personally think it's a bunch of BS, but it's part of the crafted narrative. The other piece that you should really pay attention to is the part where she talks about 9/11. The narrative she uses in 9/11, because she mentions Building 7, she mentions the conspiracy around Building 7, and she mentions how Al-Qaeda is using our conspiracies to influence both on Telegram as well as on Twitter, and they're trying to be a part of the governments. All that bullshit is right out of Strat 4. It's right out of CIA, a lot of the CIA doctrine back then, a lot of the CIA talking points back then. So that says to me, fucking asset. And I detest the fucking CIA anyway. So it would take a big bridge for me to believe, first of all, that somebody from the agency could go on to Sean Ryan on YouTube and not get censored when Tom Luongo and I can't even have a conversation for 2 minutes without getting banned. Controlled asset. So take that for what it's worth, but that's my view of the world. And I think that that's all crafted narrative so they can conduct a false flag and they can go after Iran. And who benefits from that? Israel does. So you know MI6, you know Mossad, you know the CIA are all working together on this. The one thing she did say that I truly believe is true, because they always sprinkle in truth in there, is that there's been $146 million spent to plan the assassination of Trump. I firmly believe that that's true, and that's all taxpayer dollars being funneled by state and the CIA to do that work. So if I was looking at the situation holistically, and Alex Jones finally called it out, actually one of his broadcasters called it out, that if I were Trump, I would do a very quiet inauguration at the White House and I would get down to business. So, and no, I haven't gotten any calls yet, but the point is, you should be ready for anything. You should expect anything and not take anything for granted. And at the bottom, you know, the bottom line of all of this is you need to question everything. I've had people case in my neighborhood now for the better part of 5 weeks. I've run a couple of different sets of Mexicans out of here for just casing the place. And the other night I was leaving here and I was going to a graduation party and I saw the same two guys in a Tahoe and pulled up beside them, got out of my truck, made them roll down their window and asked them what they were doing. And they both looked at me like they did not understand what I was saying. So clearly they didn't speak English and they started their truck and drove away. The last set, same deal. No tattoos visible. These guys were clean cut. I don't know what they were doing, but they're on notice that people are paying attention. And that's what all of you have to do now is pay attention. Pay attention to your surroundings. Pay attention to who belongs there and who doesn't belong there. Don't be afraid to get in somebody's face and ask them what they're doing. And be cognizant that first responders are going to be bait. They're going to be called in. They're going to be bait. So it behooves us to be vigilant around first responders too. They got families too. They're not all douchebags. Some of them are, but not all of them. And they deserve our support as much as we demand theirs. So keep that in mind, because I think this is going to be very chaotic if it actually does come to pass. And I'm out of the prediction game, so I'm not going to throw dates out there because, first of all, I have no idea. And secondly, I really don't care. It doesn't matter. But everybody should be paying attention now. The bigger picture here is they want to set conditions for martial law and to make sure Trump doesn't come to office and they institute continuity of government. At least that's the prevailing thought process. A lot of people agree with that narrative. I don't know how much of that I agree with, but we'll see how it develops, if it develops. Could be a nothing burger, could be just fear mongering. But for Trump to come out today and do a press conference and talk about that means that he knows they're setting up for a false flag. And I think that Trump finally has some good security people around him and he's actually listening to him. And I also think he understands the real threat now. But I can tell you that when Trump gets into office, not if, it's going to be game on. I was told that too, that as soon as he comes to office, it's going to be full court press to hold people accountable. And I think it's interesting that Peter Hotez is running around making threats about, number one, the release of pathogens, et cetera, into the wild. Good luck with that. Because that's big pharma, that's the bio labs, that's the whole pharma apparatus. Yeah, good luck with that. And I do have a lot of optimism. Let me put it in context. I'm very optimistic about a lot of things right now. One of them is this just, I don't want to call them a cabal because that's not really what it is. These parasitic elites that are trying to retain power, they're not going to be successful. No matter how hard they try, they're not going to be successful. They've set conditions for their own demise. And I've said for years now, their arrogance will be their undoing. Today, Chrystia Freeland, the WEF Minister of Finance in Canada, suddenly resigned. And now there's rumors of Justin Trudeau stepping down. That is a massive sign that the walls are on fire and that this loose coalition is starting to fall apart. And more importantly, There's only a certain number of plays they have left before they lose power. And you know they're petrified of Cash Patel. I mean, they're scared shitless of that guy. You should see some of the rhetoric that's out there. The same shit that they used on Trump. But that tells me that they don't have the power they thought they had. But here's the danger in all of this. The danger in all of this is letting down your guard when Trump does come to office. Because remember, Israel still has a big play in this, and they still have a very, very big influence in Washington, D.C. And that has to be dismantled before anything else. We can never again allow any foreign power to have that much influence in our society as well as in our government. And the fact that they've played the Jewish card and the victim card, and Trump's talking about passing anti-Semitism laws, that's a dangerous perspective. And that's a very dangerous place for him to put himself. But it tells you who's running the show and who's behind a lot of this. And if they get their dystopian future, it's because we let our guard down. And which brings me to the next part of that, which is going to be migrating the channel, migrating this sit-rep, the roundtables, et cetera, to a show that is focused completely on how people can plug into the community, how people can plug in to help reset the election process, reset the governance process, reset critical resources, reset critical infrastructure. It's going to take all of us to do that. And we're all going to have to exercise a call to action. Otherwise, we're never going to turn this around. And at the same time we're doing that, we're going to have to figure out ways to disrupt this control grid that they're going to continue to press for. Because remember, Peter Thiel and Palantir, their job has been for the last 10 years to classify and analyze Americans and profile Americans to find out, you know, which ones they declare domestic terrorists. That has to be dismantled too. And that's not going to be dismantled by us sitting on our laurels. That's going to require all of us participating in the political process, participating in the governance process, and participating in the civic process, which means your local county, your local community, and your local city, to push back on this. And there's going to be a lot of money flowing, which brings me to the whole Bitcoin thing. So over the weekend, Michael Yon sent me a bunch of text messages, and we traded messages about Bitcoin. And there's a podcast, I'll find the link to it, where Luongo and Craner are talking about, I think it was on Crypto Rich is where it was, their latest one. They were talking about how they're going to try and crash the precious metals market and drive the Bitcoin market, the crypto market, to make Bitcoin the reserve currency. And they may be successful at that initially, but crypto's not backed by anything. And I can tell you what I'm going to do if they crash the precious metals market. If they crash gold and silver, I'm going to buy as much of that shit as I can store and carry. Because at some point, the pendulum is going to come the other way, and I'm going to benefit from it. And more importantly, it's real. It's like land. It's real. They're not making any more of it, and can't have enough of it. What I'm going to do, because I'm not going to tell you to, I'm not a financial guy. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to buy physical assets. And I'm going to hold on to those physical assets and use them as barter material, use them as trading material, whatever the case may be. I don't trust bits. I work with ones and zeros. I'm not about to stake my entire fortune on ones and fucking zeros, especially ones and zeros that are being manipulated and controlled by the banking system. Fuck that. I've had a mouthful of dealing with the banks, especially in the last 24 hours. So I'm going to take a step back and I'm going to, you know, buy as much of that as I can, especially if it hits rock bottom. So I would plan accordingly. The third thing that was talked about this weekend is the financial stuff. There's financial trouble. The rumors about financial issues and banking issues in China is starting, that rumor is starting to grow. It's starting to get legs and it's starting to move. So I don't know where that's going, but it sounds like there's soon to be regime change in China. We'll see if that's true or not. But the Jennifer Zhang, she's called out a lot of things that have been true. And so if you want to pay attention to somebody, go out to Telegram and look up Unconvenient Truths by Jennifer Zhang. And, you know, sometimes her English isn't so well, but I can tell you that she's dialed into what's going on in China. And Lawrence Sellin is another one. He's dialed into what's going on with the Chinese here. That's another thing we're going to have to deal with. We're probably going to have to deal with this all at once. And then there's the alien card, the whole UFO nonsense. And the thing I don't like about the whole UFO conversation, first of all, anytime you mention it, people lose their minds. Second of all of the closet conspiracy theorists come out of the woodwork, and all the Q-tards come out of the woodwork, and they all want to quote you some fucking Q reference. I'm just going to say that if there's any kind of UFOs out there, it's probably our stuff. Or it's a hologram. Or they're projecting something, which is a hologram. They have the technology to do it. We've had the technology to do it forever. In fact, there's dozens of YouTube videos where they do projection and they do holograms. We have the tech now. We can do it. That's what I think it is. Until little gray, green, or whatever aliens jump out of a ship and start beating somebody, I'm going to think it's our stuff and it's all bullshit. And if it is aliens, hey, great. But I'm not bought into that. I think it's funny to talk about it because people lose their fucking minds over it. Absolutely lose their minds, which is amazing to me. But it is what it is. I think we're headed for a bumpy road, folks. And it's gonna be things we don't expect and that we haven't planned for. So the other part of my orders are to have strip maps with you, to have alternate routes to get back to your home base, to have a location that you can bug out to if there's some kind of a dirty bomb in the city, and have, you know, pre-position some supplies if you can, because there's no telling how far they'll go to maintain power. There's no limit. I can tell you they have no moral compass, so everything's on the table. And all of those things you've heard that are possible are also probable at this point, no matter how far-fetched they are. So I would have alternate comms. I would have a strip map and, you know, alternate routes to get from your work if you're not at home. Same with your kids. And most importantly, brief and walk through your plans for all those scenarios. What if you're at work? What if you're away from the house? What if the kids are away from the house? What if you're split and you're at different parts of town? Where's the rally point? Meaning, where do you meet? And if that's incapacitated, where's the alternate rally point? Make sure everybody knows in your family what that is and what they take with them if they are at home and they have to displace. Have that set aside. Have it set out. That's why we've been talking about, you know, a troop doesn't like the bug out bags, but everybody else uses that. The truth of the matter is, I have I have a go bag that I use all the time, that it goes everywhere with me. In fact, on Sunday, I went to the graduation party. And I didn't drive, and I had my go bag and my pistol with me. I'm armed everywhere I go. And I could tell you that there's always a rifle with me. You plan accordingly. And I think here's what's very, very interesting about the drone stuff. If you've ever listened to H.G. Wells' War of the Worlds, I suggest you go out. In fact, I'm going to post, there's a free website where you can go listen to the whole radio broadcast. And I suggest that you go listen to it. Because if you've never listened to it, this was the basis for everything the intelligence agencies are doing now. And it's why everything is fear-based. It's why it's in the comments and it's in the chat. Literally everything we're seeing right now is in New Jersey. War of the Worlds literally starts in Princeton, New Jersey, in an observatory. And it's one of my favorite broadcasts. I have it on like three different formats. I listen to it every so often. I suggest that you do, because it'll give you some context. Because it'll give you context on how people are going to react. When that was broadcast, and I think it was done in 38, when that was broadcast, it scared the shit out of everybody in the country. They literally thought it was an alien invasion, and the radio show got co-opted by a real world emergency. It was that realistic back then. And with all of the videos that are being posted to YouTube, well, not so much to YouTube, but to Telegram, to TikTok, and to Twitter, you can see that they're trying to build the hysteria. In fact, I was on Twitter today flaming this British guy, this limey fuck. What's his name? Can't stand this guy. Every time he posts something, makes my blood boil. Where is it? Can't stand this guy. Guy that gets under my skin like a fucking rash. Jim Ferguson, UK. And if you're listening, Jim, here's all I'm going to say to you. Shut the fuck up, you limey fuck. Go back to mind fucking all of the cucks in the UK. Nobody wants to hear your British bullshit over here. You don't know a fucking thing about our country. Go fuck yourself. God, this guy's posted some of the most irresponsible shit. First it was, what if a mothership lands? Well, that we stuff your ass on the ship and tell them to take you home. Or we offer you up as food. Either way, you're leaving the planet, pal. That guy is definitely an MI6 asset. And then there's this video. He posted a video of people with their cameras running away. Like, could it be more staged? Talking about mass hysteria, it's pain delirium. Shut the fuck up, limey fuck. But this is the kind of shit that's being pushed out. And the reason why it pisses me off is because I know it is MI6 and Tavistock trying to push a PSYOP in our country. And like I said, they never miss using multiple lines of operation with events. They take advantage of it, and they're trying to do all of it. But, God, some of the stupidest videos have been posted about this stuff. Just stupid. And we're going to see more of it. That's the problem. We're going to see a lot more of it. There is something going on in space, though. And it could be satellites re-entering the atmosphere because they fail. Because Elon's put up Starlink, and those are a lot of very, very small satellites. And those may or may not burn up in the atmosphere. Most of the time, when something re-enters, it burns up. You only worry about very, very large objects because big chunks can hit cities and that's mostly bad because people die when it hits a building. In this case, we are in an economic war with, So there's three things to the economic stuff. And I'll paraphrase it. There's what the Fed's doing to repatriate the dollar and to reinvigorate investment in the U.S., as well as bringing back production. Then there's the whole aspect of collapsing Russian and Chinese currencies, especially the Chinese, so they could drive the reserve currency back across the planet, kill BRICS. Then there's also the piece around, you know, resuscitating all of the European banks. I don't know where that is going to end up, but suffice it to say that what they're doing, what the Fed's doing right now, is beneficial for the American people. And when it's not, the Fed will go away. At least that's how I'm seeing the actions of what they're doing. But a lot of what you're seeing, a lot of these videos, and keep in mind, when these videos are posted, you have no date timestamp. You don't know when this shit was posted. It could be from 10 years ago. And it could be, it could literally be AI generated or photoshopped. So don't buy into any of this bullshit that you see on Twitter or on Telegram or TikTok. And while we're on the subject of TikTok, if you have TikTok on your phone, you are a fucking moron, because it is key logging everything you do, and it's sending it back to China. I don't have that shit is not on. I don't have social media other than Telegram on any of my devices, especially TikTok. I've never put that shit on my phone. The moment you do, you have no security. And you have no idea what it's installing on your phone. You have no idea what it's phoning home. And you care about what it's phoning home, because all of you, if you're all your information is being sent to China, well, that's mostly bad. And given the sheer volume of attacks and how attacks have literally, the attack space is you know, on the rise, I would not load anything on any of my devices that would give them an opportunity to steal data or information. And it's amazing to me how much information people put online, especially teens. Teens put all kinds of shit online that is way too personal. Way too personal. Hell, like they try and get validation online. None of that is good. It's just a smorgasbord for pedophiles and child traffickers. So if you want any advice about tech, this is my advice. Get TikTok off your phone, reflash your phone, and restore from original media. Because whatever you had on there before is gone. I wouldn't even trust my pictures after having fucking TikTok on my phone. And that's somebody I work with that's a security professional was like, hey, I'll send you a TikTok video. No, you won't. You're not sending me shit. If you have that on your phone, you're a security professional, you are a moron. You know better. All of the social media platforms, including Twitter, are controlled. Just keep that in mind. Signal was funded by the CIA. If you want to say, and look, I just flashed a phone with graphene. Oh, let's see. I flashed it, I don't know, 3 days ago. It's a little bit to get used to a different operating system, but I can tell you that it doesn't have nearly the hooks and the data collection that Apple devices have. And I still have, you know, five Apple devices here. The new OS, especially the new update to the OS for Mac, for the iPhone, for the iPad, is all tied into Apple AI. So it's logging everything you do. It's building profiles. It's watching all of your transaction history. It's watching all your online behavior. It's watching everything you're doing, and it's building a profile on you. So there is another outfit if you don't want to try and do the phone flashing thing. It's called Punkt, P-U-N-K-T. Let me post the link for it. They build a phone. It's a Swiss phone. I think it only works with T-Mobile and AT&T. But Punkt is, they make three phones. They make a MPO2, which is basically an old small screen, small form factor, $200 phone, and they make basically an iPhone equivalent with their own operating system, and it's actually pretty secure, at least from what I can tell. But that might be an option for those of you non-tech types. It's in the comments and it's in the chat. The MCO2, if you buy it right now, there's a discount code that'll get it to in your hands for $540. Let me see if I can find the discount code that they put out. What's the discount code? Let me see if I can find it in email. Anyway, there's a promotional code that drops it by 30%. It takes 30% off the phone. It drops it to $524. So if you're looking for a phone to do, that's not Google, then there's alternative mapping programs and everything. You can still do everything in your phone, email clients, et cetera, office applications. It's all right there. Most of the Android and Google stuff will emulate Microsoft Office. So if you're a Microsoft Office user, you'll be able to do the same thing in all of these different Office applications. So you won't lose functionality. So keep that in mind. But if you want a smaller footprint that the government can collect on, those are options. Still looking for that discount code, by the way. But that's an option for you, and it's well worth your time. Yeah. So the discount code is XMAS30. Let me put it in the chat. So it's in the chat, and there we go. All right. So it's in the chat in the comments section. Discount codes are too if you want to use it. I know I should be putting gun stuff out there, but it is what it is. Having secure comms, having comms that are harder to trace, it's going to be very important, at least for the next 24 months. And I highly recommend that if you don't have alternate comms, you get them and you get that sorted soon. And you have a way to listen, whether that's emergency radio or not, to listen to either CB or all of the above, CB, ham radio, local radio, etc. I would still be very, very wary if they implement the emergency broadcast system. I'd be very, very wary of what you're hearing. And that's why having eyes on and people relaying messages on alternative comms is going to be so important. And it has to be direct information. Not, I heard from a dude who talked to a dude on a radio that some stuff was going down and these dudes were involved. No, none of that shit. Direct observation. And yeah, if you're elderly and you want a job, here's your job. Get a radio, look outside your window, and broadcast what you're seeing on GMRS, on VHF, on UHF. Of course, listen to the chatter on the radio, but you could broadcast. And if you have Starlink, you can broadcast across Starlink. can relay information. There's lots of things you can do right from your own home where you don't have to leave and walk out into the conflict space. But I'm specifically talking to people that are stuck in the conflict space or trying to exfiltrate the conflict space. If you can, get out of the conflict space. And you'll know exactly when it's time to draw your rifle or your pistol or whatever your weapon of choice is, whatever it is. You'll know when that time comes. It will be very obvious because you will be in fear for your life and you will be trying to defend yourself and probably your kids or your family, whatever the case may be. So keep that in mind. And the other piece of this is don't get so wrapped up in trying to figure out the when or the what, because it doesn't matter. They've got a lot of technology. They have a lot of high technology, but they don't have enough of it to do things for a sustained period of time if they have losses. And once they use the shit, they use the shit. So don't get wrapped up in the when. Doesn't really matter. What matters is how you react to it and how you and your family are prepared. And you should be prepared, regardless. At least if you've been listening to this channel, because we've been talking about it for over a year. The last thing I want to talk through now is, so Sherita did a show today on American Forecasting. I got about 10 minutes through it. It's worth a listen. It talks about the current astrological cycles we're in and understanding some of that, understanding how that works and how that affects different aspects of our society is a good thing, because that's what our enemy uses to plan. They use the satanic version of that to plan, or whatever you want to call it, the evil version or the dark version or whatever. But understanding that will help you understand a lot about how they plan dates and times. I guarantee you that if they do conduct an attack, it will be on a very significant astrological day. And it will be planned to the nth detail, to where it will happen at a specific time that even has meaning. When they say, you know, by the numbers, on the numbers, that's what they're talking about, is numerology. And these guys, whether you like it or not, these guys, that's what our enemy uses. And I don't understand it. It's not my wheelhouse. I don't get it. In fact, Sherita's tried to chimp the shit down for me to the point where, you know, she speaks slowly and uses very simple words at times because I don't get it. I can't get my brain to think that way. Right? And it's like, you know, stuff that Cliff High says. And some of the others. I listen to a wide variety of sources of information because I want to know what people are pointing out, and I want to know what the current narratives are, but I also want to know what people are seeing and how that data information is being presented. Because it's not just the first order events of the attack that's going to be significant. It's the second and third order of the event that's going to be very, very significant. What they do afterwards, what their next moves are, whether that's martial law, and if it's a dirty bomb and they take out a city, that means that most of this country is going to come to a complete stop. We as a country cannot allow these people to consolidate power. Whatever happens is going to be a false flag. You heard Trump say it today. Trump came out today and said it. And when it came out today, it's significant because that's him calling out the regime, saying, you guys are up to something, and whatever it is nefarious. And if they literally lost track of a nuclear weapon, which I think is a bunch of BS, let me say that right, it's a bunch of bullshit, then we're going to see more bullshit in the coming weeks or months. The point is, be prepared. And the last thing is, lose the fear. I've talked to so many people that are scared. Well, what the fuck are you scared of? You can't control when your time is up. So why worry about it? When your number's up, your number's up. Trust me, I've seen that in real life. I've seen all kinds of weird shit happen. And I can tell you, I've seen people live through things they shouldn't live through, and I see people die from the dumbest shit. In my case, I hope I don't go out, you know, choking on a cheese ball or deep fried mayonnaise ball or, you know, some unhealthy shit, you know. I'd love to just go to sleep. But we can't control that. So why worry about it? Worry about the things that you can control. Worry about the things that matter, your family. And look, somebody asked me this weekend, they hadn't talked to their friend in like 3 years, and they finally made contact. If you haven't talked to a family member, and you haven't talked to a friend for years and years because you're pissed off about something stupid, cross the bridge. Make the human connection. Maybe they're not receptive to it, but at least you made the attempt. Everybody I know that knows me knows how I feel about them. Everybody. And, you know, I think one of them's listening right now. Dean, if you're out there, I thought I saw you out there earlier. Love you, man. Known you for 35 years. Tell people how you feel about them. Don't hold back. Now's the time to be real. And be real. We're all human. Make that human connection. It's important. Very important. And, you know, I wish I would have taken that advice years ago and done it when I wasn't speaking to my twin, because he'd probably still be alive. So cross the bridge. Make the attempt. At least make the attempt where it doesn't cause any harm. If there's other stuff going on there, then use your own, you know, use your best judgment. But we're in a rough road. And like I said, hopefully you've used the time to reset, regroup, and reconstitute. Now is definitely the time for that. And I would hope that all of you are doing that right now. But for the next several months, stay vigilant. Keep your eye on what's going on. Keep your eye on your neighborhood. Keep your eye on, and most importantly, exercise your plans. Talk through your plans. Walk through your plans with your family so everybody understands what they're supposed to do. You know, I drilled into my kids' head to be situationally aware, but I didn't tell them what to do when something happened. Learned that lesson almost the hard way with my youngest. And the kid was followed around the store by a bunch of Russians, men and women. They were following the kid around the store. And not only were they noticed, but it was like apparent they were watching my kid. And my kid had enough wherewithal to walk up to the manager of the store and say, "Hey, I'm going to act like I'm looking for my keys, but can you call the police, number one? And number two, can you walk me out to my car?" And save my kid's life. And I won't make that mistake again. In fact, I was talking to my oldest all weekend about what to do if there's some kind of an attack in, you know, in Washington or in Oregon or in California, what to do. You should be doing that right now. It's very, very important. You're not going to have time when everything happens, because it'll happen fast. You should have the muscle memory and start building the muscle memory right now. As much as you possibly can, you should be building the muscle memory. You won't get a second chance. And I would hope in all of your cases that I didn't have one team, one fight t-shirts back then. That was like 5-6 years ago. But you should have one. That's for damn sure. And I was wearing one making a laugh, but this, I was wearing one during a job interview. It was this morning, and a guy goes, "Are you Colonel Murray? Is that really you?" And I'm like, "Yeah, it's really me." Interview over. So anyway, let's spread the word. People need to know that we're all on the same team in this, and that we're all fighting the same enemy. And at the end of the day, we really are all on the same team. Take the politics and all the BS out of it, and you realize that we're all fighting against the same thing, a bunch of really, really satanic people that want to kill off a big portion of the population. And here's the unfortunate part of this conversation. There's still going to be a third of the population that never wakes up. They're going to walk right into the gas chamber and walk right into the next vaccination, and they're going to be done. You can't do anything about that. But do as much as you can to protect your family and your friends and yourself, of course, and just keep getting ready. Keep exercising, keep stay in shape, etc. Do all those things that you've been doing, that we've been talking about for the last 2 years. And we'll see how things go. I am not sure if I'm going to be back Wednesday with a roundtable, or if I'm going to be back Thursday with a roundtable. That is up in the air. I have to get back to with the guys and figure out when we can do it. As soon as I know, I will post it. If you like what we're doing, please hit the follow button and hit the thumbs up, because that helps us spread the word on Rumble. If you don't have a One Team, One Fight t-shirt, you should get one. And last but not least, now is the time, and I know it's Christmas time, and I know people are strapped, but now, while ammo is cheaper, you should buy ammo as much as you can. Because once all this stuff, if this goes the way I think it's going to go and it actually happens, blah, 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 you'll be glad you did. And then last but not least, so Bill Booper's been on the roundtable several times. He does a podcast on, I think it's on both Apple and Spotify. It's called the Chasing Ghosts podcast. He's got it's Chasing Ghosts and Regular Warfare podcast. It's on Spotify. Episode 41, where he's talking about storming in America. I think it's a 4-part series. Spend the time listening to it. He does some really good analysis. He talks about intelligence failures and how intelligence failures have happened in the past and how it all comes together. It's worth a listen. And I know Bill personally, and I finally was able to sit down and listen to some of his podcasts and start catching up. It's worth a listen. And keep your action clear, folks. We don't know what's ahead. I'll be back Wednesday or Thursday. Not sure yet. But as soon as I know, you'll know. God bless everyone. One team, one fight.